welcome to the 125 Roller Coaster Challenge Trimmed and Stapled Podcast. This is Paul, and I'm flying solo. However, that is perfectly okay for this brand new edition because we are in season 3. This is our second year of the 125 Roller Coaster Challenge, and we are finally getting to our first brand new park. But before we start there's a little bit of breaking news here. First of all, the owner of Zimperla passed away, which is actually very sad. He really took this company and he really built this company, and he made some amazing flat rides, amazing roller coasters. Yes, they're not the most intense. We're not talking about B&M. We're not talking about RMC, but we are talking about some fantastic family coasters, spinning mice. They definitely really did a lot with that kind of genre of roller coaster. And in particular, the flat rides that they have created are second to none. They are some of the best flat rides and most creative flat rides in the market. So very sad to see that the owner, the CEO, has passed away. Fingers are crossed that his vision continues with the brand new management. Dropping this morning, late last night, we have a new leader at Disney. And the funny thing about it is that the new leader is the old leader. So basically, Chappie is gone. And I know everybody who enjoys the parks is beyond happy about this. And Iger is back now. After going through a lot of different research over the last couple months, listening to Poseidon's Entertainment and Attraction Thrills and all these different type of YouTubers, a lot of the issues that Disney has been having actually started with Iger. So even though I am very thrilled that Chappie's gone, because I think Chappie was pretty much all about increasing the revenue without really increasing the quality, we do have to remember that some of the mistakes that have basically come to light in the last few years all started with Iger, all right? Especially with the Epcot. Epcot was a lot with Iger. Iger was all about the NBA experience, which was a huge flop. Chappie kind of continued that. Are things going to change overnight at Disney? No, because it didn't go downhill in the beginning with Disney. The other thing you got to remember is he is in charge of both the entertainment aspect, so Disney Plus, the movies and stuff like that, along with the park. So I don't think they're going to backtrack too much in the near future from what they've been doing, which is basically cutting a lot of perks, but increasing the price, making it look like they're not increasing the price when it's obvious they are. A couple things I like to see at the parks happen. Number one would be get rid of this whole Disney Genie and bring back the original Fast Passes. The Disney Genie is nothing but a money-grabbing opportunity. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I did some research, and why do Fast Passes work at Cedar Fair? Why do Fast Passes work over at Six Flags? Well, because the price point is so much higher than the gate that it's almost, you know, sometimes it's almost double what the gate is. And because of that, you have less and less people that actually purchase the Fast Pass or the Flash Pass. Hence, that line is a lot smaller, which means that the standby, the standard queue, moves pretty quickly because, you know, you might let one or two people on each train that are from the Fast Pass or the Flash Pass. Meanwhile, what they did was they made a $25 price point with Disney Genie, so everybody buys it, and then you actually have to pay more money to get into the different lines. More people are going to get it because of the base price. And the funny thing about it is that if you do the math, it's pretty much the same as if you had a Flash Pass with all the extra monies and fees that you have to put in there. You have twice the line, where pretty much the standby line, the standard line, never moves. So hopefully they get rid of the Disney Plus. Hopefully they bring back Magic Hours, not just for the elite and exclusive resorts, but for all the resorts. Because you know what? If you're staying on property, doesn't matter if you're over at the All-Star or if you're over at the Contemporary, you should pay about the same here. So the good news is Disney opened up their eyes and they're bringing back Iger. Hopefully over time, this fixes the issue. My fingers are crossed, but I'm still not planning on going to Disney in 2023, mainly because of, you know, it's Tron and it's Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't really need to go there for 2 credits and spend more than I would at Universal and SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. So we're done talking about the news there, okay? Good news, sad news, the news is done. Now let's talk about the first new park that we did on our second year. And this one is kind of a very unique park. We didn't really deal with family entertainment centers or FECs a lot our first year. I don't think we actually did any of those, but this one caught my eye. It's fairly close. It's actually Adventure Park USA. It's in Maryland. It's in, looks like Moreva, something to that respect there. Definitely look it up. Adventure Park USA in Google. You'll come to the website there. And basically, family entertainment centers are kind of where you have birthday parties, pitching cages, and stuff like that. But this one's a little bit unique because it actually has three coaster credits, all right? But let's go through the park first. And then we're going into specifics about pretty much these three coasters. Because they're not brand new, they're not going to blow your mind. They are really good attractions, especially for a family entertainment center. All right? So first of all, you can pretty much break down this park. I'm going to use the word park, even though it's a family entertainment center. I'm going to use the word park. You can basically break down this park into two areas. You got the inside area and the outside area. And right off the bat, that's what separates it from the family entertainment centers, is there is a pretty nice outside section here. So you get into the parking lot there, and pretty much you walk right into the main building, all right? Now, in this building, there's a lot of different attractions, okay? Pretty much you have to go into the building to go to the outside portion. That's the best way to go here. Now, like most family fun centers, you have the option of a fun pass that day, or you can actually use tickets, kind of like a Maury's Pier or a Steel Pier and stuff like that. So for us, we actually decided, hey, you know what? We're here for the coaster credits. We're just going to get the tickets we need for the coaster credits. But let's talk about the inside here. So when you go into the main building there, it's a huge building. You got to think almost like a warehouse type of building. It is really big. And in there, there are so many different things here. There's an XD theater. All right. Now what XD is, you get a little wet, you get that kind of stuff there. There's different shows and, you know, the seats move. It's kind of a unique experience there. They have mini bowling. All right. Which, yet again, it's kind of a cool thing for kids. You got laser tag and you got a nice size arcade. If you're into arcades, this is definitely one you definitely want to be involved with. So those are kind of standard, the laser tags and the theater and stuff. But this also has bumper cars inside. They're very unique bumper cars. They're called, spin zone bumper cars. So these are kind of like, they glow in the dark and they kind of spin around. So you kind of like spinning as you move forward, double access, which is never my favorite thing, but there's also a frog hopper inside there. All right. There's also a couple other things. There's a rock wall, and then there is a ropes course. So if you're looking for a birthday party and you've got yourself some young teenagers, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, this place is amazing. You can put them in the theater for a little bit there. They can play around with the bumper cars, but they also have a rope course. They also have the laser tag. So by itself, this is a really, really solid, kind of a top-notch family entertainment center. But then when you go through, you know, you go in the main entrance and you go towards the back. When you go towards the back, this is what separates Adventure Park USA from a family fun center, all right? There is a huge outdoor section there, okay? There is Blazing Trails go-karts, okay? Go-karts are just fantastic. If you love go-karts, they have, I believe, two, maybe three different courses. They're a lot of fun there, all right? They also have a couple kiddie rides there. They have a carousel. They have a spinning teacups. They also have a space race, which kind of is like, it's hard to explain it, but it's kind of like a Zimperla ride on that end there. There's a super slide, and then you have some of the traditional attractions. There's actually a mini Himalaya there, a tilt-and-whirl, a scrambler. Like I said, there's a carousel. Yet again, it's not an antique carousel. It's more of the modern chance kind of carousels, but still very solid there. And then they actually have like the gemstones. So you want to talk about having a mixture of different activities for pretty much any age group there. You got the Sky Coaster, which is, you know, giant swing. But then you also have, you know, the gems for the kids and stuff like that. But the big reason why we went, why we decided to check out this family entertainment center was for the three roller coasters. And we actually rode all three. So the first one I want to talk about is their kiddie coaster. And yes, it is a standard kiddie coaster. It used to be over at Jolly Rogers, which was another amusement park, I believe over in Maryland. but they brought it in here. It's called Tumbleweed. And Tumbleweed really opened the door for us to go after those kiddie credits, all right? Because Devin and I, we did the first two big roller coasters, and we were walking by, and there was no line for Tumbleweed. And Devin looked at me and said, let's do it. And I'm like, but it's a kiddie coaster. He's like, Dad, we're here. Let's just do it. That was actually what opened the floodgate. Yes, we did Coco Cruiser. Yes, we did Great Race over at Six Flags America. But really, Tumbleweed was when we decided to become, a lack of a better word, credit connoisseurs. We went after every credit. And it definitely was this ride. Now, what is this ride? It is a standard figure eight type of kiddie coaster. No real theming. Yeah, it's got a nice little sign. You know, Tumbleweed, I think, is actually one of the better names to go with a Western theme. It is a decent little ride. You know, nothing really to write home about, but it was a coaster credit. The main reason why we went to this park is a little bit of family history here. We're near the Hershey-Harrisburg area, you know, so that's always been a big key for us. And one of the things that I never got to do was go to Williams Grove Park. Now, Williams Grove Park, if you're familiar with Harrisburg, there's always the east side, which is like Harrisburg proper, and then you have the west side. West side is a lot of suburbia, a lot of other areas like that. So this is out there by Mechanicsburg, which is one of the bigger suburbs of the Harrisburg area. And there's a lot of money in that area. It's a nice area. I know there's a great restaurant scene and stuff like that. Williams Grove Park was this old beat-up amusement park that was kind of connected to racetrack. Now, when we're talking about racetrack, we're talking about auto racing. Not Formula One, not, you know, stock car. More like local people souping up their cars, building their own cars, and then racing them here. And that is still there. If you're into that kind of racing thing here, definitely check out Williams Grove Park. This park, of course, over the years, kind of turned into a Kaniac Lake and kind of fell apart. They had a couple rides. The wooden coaster was pretty much, people were always visiting the park after it went defunct just to check out the rotting of the wooden coaster there. This Wildcat was actually last at Williams Grove. So basically, when Williams Grove went out of business, people kind of went in there and they bought different things. And this Family Fun Center bought Wildcat. Now, Wildcat is a classic Schwarzkopf roller coaster. There's not many of these around. The park, Adventure Park USA, really spent a lot of money to refurb it. They actually stripped all the paint off. They repainted it. They got, I believe there's five or six different trains. But they actually took these trains, they're four-seater trains, and they turned them into like 1960s muscle cars. So if you're into the muscle cars, they really designed these into different Cobras and stuff like that. They totally refurbed this. This is 1,509.2 feet of track, and it actually goes 44.3 feet high. Yeah, it's about a 50-foot coaster, but it is a classic Schwarzkopf. So if you like these old ones that you used to find over by the beach front properties, the parks like that, this is a really neat ride. And you know what? Kind of looks like a mouse, but definitely doesn't ride like a mouse. It is a great ride. I'm so glad we got this credit. We are looking at possibly going back there next year. Depends on how our schedule. It is fairly close to Six Flags America. So if you're heading out towards Six Flags America, this is a nice little place you can jump onto. But there is three coasters. And the last one is actually, to me, the best ride at the park. And it's Wild West Express. Now, this is a Zamperla. This Zamperla is not like any other Zamperla you were used to. It's 1437 feet in length. And it goes 53 feet high. So it's a little bit higher than Wildcat. This one really rocks. This one, I don't know if there's supposed to be more brakes involved in this. But really, it flew. I was blown away by how fast this thing went through the track. I rode it, I think, twice. This one I rode twice. I only rode Wildcat once, Tumbleweed once. If you're looking for classic coasters and kind of a totally different experience, make sure you go to this park. So what was our thoughts on this? So this was a totally new experience for myself and Devin because we had Family Fun Centers, but nothing to the scale of what we encountered at Adventure Park USA. I know over by Hershey, there is some go-karts on 743, a little bit outside of town. That was kind of what we dealt with when it came to the Family Fun Center. So when we went here, just seeing the amount of attractions on the indoor section really blew our mind. And then going outside and seeing three roller coasters and all these other flat rides and, you know, the gems and all that stuff, it was a really neat experience. Now, if you're looking for an amusement park, I wouldn't consider it really as much of an amusement park. It has amusement rides. You would be disappointed if you go in thinking it's going to be a Waldemere, a Seabreeze, or something in that respect, because it's not. If you're looking at it as a family fun center, it is magnificent. So really, your expectations at this park are really going to make or break it for you. We went into it not knowing anything about this, and we were kind of very happy with it. Like I said, the classic coasters were fun. The kid coaster was, you know, an extra credit we didn't expect to get. And then you can spend a full day here. If you're in the laser tag, in the ropes courses, rock walls, that kind of stuff, then this is definitely going to be a place you want to definitely put on the map. So that's our impression of Adventure Park USA. Definitely experience it for yourself. You know where this would actually go well? In Branson, Missouri. If I saw something like this in Branson, Missouri, it would definitely make me stop. Janine stopped by today, and we decided that we were going to do an ERT on Thursday because we know a lot of people travel on Thanksgiving, and after a while, you need to hear something new. So we are going to do a special Thanksgiving episode. We already have it in the can. We just have to release it, and it's actually the first part of the 50 for 50, all right? So like I discussed before, this year, I was really into the filming. I was really into kind of the smaller parks in New Jersey. And I went to a lot of parks, and we only did 22 parks, which kind of shocked me when I saw the actual number because I thought we did so many more. But next year, I turned 50. Knock on wood that I actually last that long, right? But as I turn 50, I want to do a 50 amusement parks. And what this episode is going to be is, of course, Janine's going to give her thoughts on Disney because, well, heck, it's Disney. She's got some thoughts on that. We're going to discuss 25 of the 50 parks that we want to hit. Now, some of them are going to be new parks for us. Some of them are going to be our home parks. You're going to pretty much get a nice little rundown on the parks that are on our radar. Basically, our thoughts on it, all right? You know, some of these parks we have not been to in 2 or 3 years. Some of these parks we never got to. So that is our Thursday Thanksgiving episode. Well, you know what? Tuesday's coming up. And you know what? We went to another brand new park. And we're going to discuss it. It's going to be another one episode. Some of these parks aren't big enough for us to do 2, 3, 4 parters. This one, the title is going to be, Can You Tell Me How to Get? Do you know which one I'm talking about? Yes, Devin and I went to Sesame Place. And we went pretty much around the opening of Wacky Taxi, Oscar's Wacky Taxi. So we're going to give you a full rundown of that amazing kids park. It is part of the Busch Gardens SeaWorld chain. I know that I can go there anytime I want because I have the Busch Gardens pass. Now, of course, it is a kids focus one, and being an almost 50-year-old adult with no kids, a little bit sketchy, but I do have nieces, I do have nephews, so I may get back to Sesame Place here. The Tuesday episode is going to let you know everything we thought about that. So let's get social. Now, we are starting to wind down, and we're getting ready to produce our first ever YouTube video. By produced, I mean, instead of it being a one take or a short, I'm going to be sitting down writing a script, and I'm going to teach myself photo editing. Please be gentle. I know it's going to be brutal. That's what's going to happen in December. But if you are missing the amusement parks and you really have that itch to go, definitely check out our YouTube channel, which is 125 Roller Coaster. That is the handle. And basically there, go through the walkthroughs. I still can't believe that Dorney Park and Clementon Park are both top 10 videos, the walkthroughs. Definitely check it out. There's a lot of shorts. We will be pruning the shorts starting in December. So definitely check out as many as you can because some of the ones that aren't going as well as we were hoping are going to be cut. They might be refilmed later, or they might just be dropped and said, okay, you know what? Nobody cares about this store. Nobody cares about this defunct ride. That's what we're going to be doing there. So that's 125 Roller Coaster on the YouTube channel. Definitely check out Instagram and Facebook, 125 Roller Coaster. Instagram, we do polls. We're always dropping new reels. Facebook, we always update that every day with amusement park news. Make sure you check out Twitter, 125 Roller Coaster. No ER, can't get it. We tried, didn't succeed. And definitely, if you're looking for a little bit of humor, something to relax to, pop on our TikTok, 125 Roller Coaster. We do about 3 or 4 different TikToks a week, and these are all just us having some fun. The one I just posted today, definitely was about food. And of course, I had to do Wigwam. Do you really want to taste it? It's a funny little video and stuff like that. So definitely check that out there. Rumble is gone. All right. We gave it a year. We got 17 followers. We got hardly any views. We had about maybe 6,000 views. Rumble turned into pretty much, I guess, if you like politics, go to Rumble. But for us, we don't do politics here at 125 Roller Coaster Challenge. Got rid of it. So that's gone. So once again, definitely check out the upcoming episodes. Let us know what you think about Venture Park USA. Love to get feedback on these different parks. I'm Paul, and I'm going to see you in the queue maybe a few more times in 2022, but I'm going to see you at 50 parks in 23. Have a great day.